The Birth of a Genius. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. The Birth of a Genius. All of us would like to be a genius, even if we say we don't. We'd like to be a genius. Genius means a person who can do outstanding things in areas that he is interested in. You understand that? Mm-hmm. Genius is a person who can do outstanding things in an area that he's interested in. Just because you're a genius doesn't mean that you're a universal genius. That you are too. But that isn't the way it usually works out. Although, when given an opportunity, it comes out. Now, you look at somebody like Einstein, and you see that he's a genius in mathematics, a genius in logic, a genius in all sorts of areas. And also, he was a genius in peace, and he was able to speak up to the president, President Roosevelt, and recommend that they don't go further with the atomic studies because the atomic bomb is an unstable thing and it could be very, very terrible, a very terrible thing. And Roosevelt went ahead with it anyhow because it was something on behalf of the country to stop the war. Okay. Einstein had that genius. Now, if Einstein had been a little more of a genius, called a diplomat, he would have known how to get around to handle these things and negotiate their use for another purpose. But, again, we're not always a genius in all areas by our choice. We can read about geniuses and how they're born in Scientific American, in Science Magazine, in Discovery, in Popular Science, in all of these various magazines. And right now there's a great flurry of stories about what's going on in the stem cells. And there are stories, stem cells good, stem cells bad. Stem cells, adult stem cells that go wild and turn into cancer stem cells and other things. But that's not a stem cell. Every cell of our body is a stem cell. It is a cell that was into our body as an undifferentiated cell at the outset, not knowing what it was going to do. And at some point in the development of the human, or the development of anything, something, intelligence, makes itself known to the cell and tells the cell what it's going to be. You're going to be a salamander, you know? You're going to be a dog, you know? You're going to be a wolf or a bear, and I'm going to be a people. You know, it all depends. Now, and you say, oh, come on now, surely you're not. Yes, it all depends. Scientists are doing a great deal of research into the cell, into what causes it to function the way it does. And they have found that the male and female cells that join together, the sperm and the egg, creating a certain type of a child, that this child will have the DNA, the gene structure of the parent or parents. Usually one parent is dominant. And as they do this, they will conduct themselves in certain ways. Now, they conduct themselves in certain ways because the cells have recommended that. The cells are telling them to conduct themselves in certain ways. And where are the cells getting this information? Well, the cells are getting this information from inside of the cell itself, from the DNA structure and from the gene structure that's going on there. But where did that get the information? Well, that got the information out of the universal consciousness, out of the universal mind. Oh, come on now. We're not talking about universal consciousness and universal mind. We're talking about physical things like the cell and like the genes and the DNA and stuff like that. Yeah, that's true. But what is it that tells the DNA and the genes what to do? What is it that defines how they function and how they work? What is the intelligence behind it? What's the intelligence behind the universe, you know? We ask that question and we know we don't have an answer, except that we say there is a great consciousness that is there. Now, that's all to the good. Now, it's a greater consciousness than we are, and we can use it. That's what Ernest Holmes had said. And that's a nice statement. But it's a statement that leaves a little bit to our wanting. If we have the concept that all is one, and that there is only one universal consciousness in this entire world, and we are born out of in that universal consciousness, and we are the universal consciousness, that universal consciousness is not separate from us. We are it, and we are expressing an aspect of that universal consciousness. Okay, we're expressing an aspect of the universal consciousness. Does that mean that we can't express it all? Or that we can express it all? What does it mean when you have the universal consciousness in you, through you, around you, and you're using some of it? Now, what does that mean? What that means is you have chosen to use a portion of it. Because your view, as the saying goes, your view of God is too small. Your view of the universal consciousness is absolute, but your view of you is too small. Your view of yourself is that you're only a part of the allness. Well, you're not a part of the allness. You are the all of the allness. The only thing is you have chosen to reflect a small portion of the allness. And today you reflect one portion, tomorrow you reflect another. Every moment of our life, we are in constant change, in constant flux. New aspects of beingness are being reflected in us. We have knowledge, we have wisdom, we have growth, we have expansion of the cells of our body, we have illnesses, we have health, we have wealth, we have poverty, we have all these things that we think are so interesting, you know. Now, in us, in each of us, is, you might say, I like to call it the spark. Don't take that word in the limited aspect of it. I like to call it, in us is the spark of our divinity, is the spark of our allness, is the spark of our genius. In us is that spark. Now, we have that spark, and we can use that spark or not. But I suggest the spark does exist. The spark is there, and it's just a little ember, hardly enough to catch our attention, but it's there. Now, every time you make a statement such as, I am vital, alive, a genius in all. I am vital, alive, a genius in all. I'm vital, alive, a genius in all. You're not saying that I'm young, or you're not saying that I'm healthy, you're not saying that, and you just say, I'm vital, alive, I'm a genius in all. Now, what you're doing is you're fanning the spark of your vitality, of your aliveness, of your genius within you. You're fanning that with your statement that I am. I am. Now, the president-elect, in his wonderful talk, he says, I am, I will work with something, or I will do something. And I thought as he was saying it, if you just rephrase that by saying, I am harmonious with the Republicans, the Democrats, with everything, rather than I will be harmonious with them, it would have made quite a change, because it's a first-person present tense positive activity. And so I put that in his mouth. As he was saying it, I put that in his mouth. And that's what I was hearing from him. Now, that's what I'm hearing from myself. I am vital, alive, a genius in all. I am vital, alive, a genius in all. Now, I am fanning the spark of my genius, of my vitality, of my aliveness. Now, I can live, let's just say, eternity is now, and that doesn't mean a darn thing. And allness is now, and that doesn't mean a darn thing. And the infinite wisdom of the universe, of the allness, is me, and that doesn't mean a thing. What only means something is what I use. What I use is all that matters. Now, the birth of a genius is when I start using something. When I start saying, I think I'll put a podcast on. And in the podcast, I'll give my talks. And I'll do all these things so they can go out to millions of more people around the world, not just to our own select list of Thought for Today people, but go to them too. And it can go beyond. And then I'll start making some podcasts, and I'll start making some blogs, and I'll start making some pieces for the YouTube, you know. And little by little, we get more expansion, more outreach. And if people want to listen, they'll listen. If they don't want to listen, they'll shut it off and go to something else. So we have to make everything as tantalizing and charming and vivid as we can. I just say, I'm vital, alive, a genius in all. I'm a genius in all. So everything that I do is the work of a genius, is the work of a magical being. It's the work of an intelligence that is just knows exactly what to do in the right moment, in the right way, at the right time, to accomplish what I want to accomplish. Now, you and I have the possibility of being a genius in all. It's just a matter of, where do we want to put our attention? Where do we want to put our thought? Do we want to put our thought in worry, or what has to be done, or what has to be accomplished? Or do we put our thought in what we will accomplish, not the will part, but what we do accomplish, or what we have accomplished, or what we visualize? And then we put the word behind it. Three words, what is that?
It's done.
It is done. It's done. Making it two words. And it is done. So we put that behind it. It's done. And it's not a matter of it will be or we like it. It's done. Now, you go out and you say, well, it's not there in front of me. No, reveal it. It's done. Now just reveal it. It's there. It's complete. It's finished. It's glorious. It's wonderful. Now just reveal it. Now, Sylvia is going to go to a dance. And so Sylvia says, oh, I'm going to look so beautiful. I'm looking so beautiful for the dance. Oh, I'm looking so gorgeous. I'm having my hair done, a lovely dress, and this and that. And Sylvia, it's done. It's done. It's not you will, not you want to, not you'd like to, but it's done. Your mind, you've already got the picture. You see just how you look. You probably don't even realize how great you look. But you know you look okay, you know? You look very nice. And then you go to the dance, and you're dancing, and other people come up to you and say, wow, you're gorgeous, you know? No, why would they say that? Because it's done. That's who you visualize yourself as being, right?
Right.
It's not hard to say right to that. No, that's the truth. No, it's just that you hadn't revealed it yet. You made the decision to be the genius, You made the decision to be glorious looking in a beautiful dress and all your hair fixed up nice and everything and compliments to your body and you just look gorgeous, you know. And how do you look?
Gorgeous.
Gorgeous. Now, you're working on a project, not a problem. You're working on a project, and the project is creating a blog for the internet. And so you say, oh my goodness, what am I going to do? How am I going to do it? What are the steps to doing it? Well, there are books that's got the step right in it, and the Apple's got the step right in, and probably PC's got the steps right in, or you just go step, 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 and do it. And instead of worrying about it, just start doing it. Start going step by step by step. And as you go step by step by step, what are you doing?
Revealing the genius.
You're revealing what already exists. You're revealing what you have in your consciousness, the dream that you have, the desire that you have. These kids who are geniuses at early ages, they started fanning that genius consciousness within themselves quite early, and perhaps their parents helped them. Or maybe they're born with genes and chromosomes and so forth that says, you're a genius, ha 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 ha, you're a genius, you know. And the kid didn't even know what the word genius meant. But he went out, and everything he put his mind to was already accomplished, and he revealed it. And he revealed it. Sometimes he had to work a little bit at it. Sometimes he had to say, Dad, you know, you're a pretty smart guy, Dad. You know, you really know what it's all about, Dad. You really can handle that well. You know, Dad, I told all the kids in the school that you're a genius, that you are so smart and you're so wonderful. And Dad says, all right, son, what is it you want? What do you want me to reveal with you, you know? And we don't call it by those words, but that's what it is. Now, can you talk to yourself and say, yes, I'm a genius, I'm wonderful, I'm fantastic, I'm glorious, and then reveal it and think it's nothing to it? Because you already gave yourself permission to do it. And it's done. But that's what the name of the game is, revealing it. And that's who we really are. We want to reveal it. So, the birth of a genius. How does the birth of a genius take place? By revealing it from within you. And can someone take a quart of genius and have you drink it, or and drink it and become a genius? No.
No.
They take a quart of good thoughts, of their own good thoughts saying, I'm a genius, of their own good thoughts saying, all is in divine order, of their own good thoughts saying, I like me. And as they do that, then they express this. Now, what did you say about this new president? He has great charisma. Great charisma. Now, how can you bottle charisma? You know, how can you paint charisma on people? How can you give people charisma? They either got it or they don't. And if they don't, then you help them to reveal the charisma that's within them, as everybody has a charisma of one sort or another. And some people have a negative charisma, you say. No, it's just that they haven't revealed the positive one. And work with them. So when a little boy is being naughty, you don't say, you're a naughty little shyster. You say to him, I love you. You're so wonderful. You're always doing everything right. You're always doing everything right. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. He says, oh, Mom, get off it. Well, I'm so proud of you. Oh, Mom, I'm so proud of you. You know? And what happens? The kid's got to fall for the new direction. He's got to. Because the mother is relentless in it. Now, if the mother were relentless in saying, you're terrible, you're terrible, you're terrible, you never mind, you never pay attention, you always do everything wrong, you're terrible, what'll she have? She'll have a terrible child on her hand. And it's just as simple as that. And the same with being a genius. As we begin to tell ourselves, I know that I know that I know the divine in me is the answer. It's not that the divine in you is going to tell you something that you don't already know. It's just the divine in you is going to reveal what you do know already. And you already do know it all because you're the universal mind. You are the one mind. Oh, they're talking about doing things with autism and schizophrenia, on how the two are right on the edge of the lunacy, and how these things are terrible things, and they talk about how they function and what sort of attitudes are shown. Well, now, if you would take these schizophrenic people or these autistic people, and you would call forth from them, knowingly and intelligently, the genius that lay within them, the balance that lay within them, what would you find? You would find that the genius of sociability is there. The genius of balance is there. It's all there. It just hasn't been jogged. And people with autism can do amazing things, but they don't have any sociability because they don't recognize anybody else other than themselves. There's only themselves. Now, the schizophrenic person is a person who hears voices and sees things that aren't there, and lives in a world of a fantasy that doesn't exist. Well, now, rather than discouraging the schizophrenic from being schizophrenic, encourage them to be schizophrenic about the right things. Encourage them to be schizophrenic about being balanced, being harmonious, being wise. If they can, they're usually very brilliant people who are having these experiences, but if you can redirect their attention into that, now that takes time. And there are thousands, millions of schizophrenic people, maybe more than that, on Earth. And it's only when somebody cares and takes the time to work with them in guiding them to find the inner wisdom, the inner balance, the inner harmony that they are, that their own inner genius comes out. Because it's a flame in us. Mm-hmm. And it just needs to be fanned. It needs to be supported. It needs to have more fuel put to it. And the fuel that we put to it in a schizophrenic person is that you're balanced, you're harmonious, you're dynamic, you accomplish everything you want to accomplish. Take their attention away from the thing that is not necessarily beneficial to them to what is beneficial. And you silly people, including me, you don't think of yourself as a genius, and so you're not a genius. Now think of yourself as a genius, and you'll find out you are a genius. It's just that simple. That's the birth of a genius. And I would like to see each one of us express ourselves in this new birth, this new awakening, this new awareness. And I like to say I'm vital, alive, and a genius in all. Because no matter what I work with, I don't take it as a challenge. I take it as a delight. It's a delight. You know, you look at a person who is into mathematics, and they love doing math problems. Bill Gates, when he comes home in the evening and he's sitting with his wife, he plays mind games. They play chess or checkers, or they play the different games we don't even know about because they're too for genius people playing those type of games. And people with mathematical, like the geniuses that are being written up in this issue of Discovery or next month, and in there they have this young man who just loved working with logarithms in mathematics, and he worked in proving how which numbers of the universe, which numbers of all, could be divided into themselves and could be divided by one, you know. Now, you'd think they all can be divided by one, but how many can be divided by themselves? He had a lot of interesting ideas there, but that's one of his issues that pointed to him as being a genius by the scholars of the world who are aware of what's going on. And it's all the same within every one of us. We all have the same brain. We all have the same universal consciousness. We don't all develop our brains in the same way. We don't release, we have filters that we put over our brain, which keeps us from enjoying the universal allness. and some of the filters for the autistic people let them have that opening in that area, and for people who are geniuses in one area or another, their opening is in that area. But otherwise, they have a filter over their brain. Like they say, Einstein went out of the house one day and forgot to put his pants on. And, you know, big deal. But the thing is, it was not socially accepted, you know. So we want to be the genius that's socially accepted, the genius that reveals all that is within us, and the genius that reveals the magic that we never realized we really had and that we really are. Because if you think your life is fun and interesting and dynamic, it's nothing compared to what your life is when you reveal your genius self. So, say, I am vital, alive, a genius in all. I'm vital, alive, a genius in all. I'm vital, alive, a genius in all. Again and again and again and again and again, and watch its magic result in your life. Have a lovely day, and know that I see you as a genius. I love you. I love you. I love you.